At the foot of Capitol Hill, near the National Air and Space Museum here in Washington, a scale model of the solar system opened yesterday for public viewing. The Smithsonian, along with NASA and the Challenger Center for Space Science Education, hope the exhibit on the National Mall will be the first of 100 such displays to be set up around the world. Alex Van Oss reports.
The Air and Space Museum is one of the most popular spots on the Mall. There are rockets, photographs of stars and galaxies, and all kinds of other cosmic events. The challenge is always how to help humans understand the big picture a little better. Smithsonian Secretary Lawrence Small.
Today I'm thrilled to announce that we have brought the solar system down to Earth, and soon all of you will have the opportunity to have a unique walk through the entire solar system.
What you see outside are 13 stainless steel posts, or stations. One represents the sun, the others the planets, or comets and asteroids. They're set up along the Mall in a row that's exactly 1/10 billionth the size of the real solar system.
The sun's about the size of a very large grapefruit. The Earth is smaller than the head of a pin.
That means Mercury, Venus, Mars, Pluto are even smaller than the head of a pin, says project director Jeff Goldstein. Question is, if one could see humans on these models, what size would a person be?
A human would be the size of a hydrogen atom. So that's pretty small. It's pretty small.
Honored guests at the opening included several dozen students from local schools who watched as the ribbon got cut.
We are cleared to cut.
1, 2, 3.
All right.
Each planetary station shows color graphics in porcelain enamel and a three-dimensional model of the particular planet and its moons carved with laser beams and then embedded in crystal. Designer Vincent Chula said they couldn't find a human sculptor who could work at scales of 1/10 billionth.
We actually tried. And we tried and we tried and we tried. We couldn't find another technique to keep the tolerances that we needed to keep.
At this scale, it's only a few steps from the sun to Mercury and then Venus.
This is the planet
Venus.
Is anybody surprised how small it is?
No.
How many are surprised? How many are not surprised? How many are just too cool to answer the question?
Once you get beyond Jupiter, the interplanetary distances start to stretch out to 100 yards or so. Some of the school kids turn back. All in all, Pluto's about 6 blocks from the sun. It, too, is tiny, the size of a period at the end of a sentence. Finally, by the Smithsonian Castle, Pluto, at last. No school kids here. I wonder where they went. They say that the nearest star, at this scale, would be the size of a grape somewhere on the west coast. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss, by Pluto, in Washington.